I do it all for you.
What? I'll let you know. That's the one, man. That's recorded.
Man, that's that Miley Cyrus in French Montana, man. But ask somebody. Got two words for you. F. You. Shit, hot, son. One of them's F, and the other one's you. What you got to say? F-U-K. Two words for you. You. Montana baby, like, huh? I'm tripping on these girls, huh? They go, what?
What are you talking about? How does that help my APR finance?
This nigga Chucky's son?
What? He gonna hit him with the left, hit him with the right. It's a fight. Yeah, man, I need to find it. I don't have it on my playlist, but that shit's funny. Get your denture teeth knocked out. Woo! In order to be the man, you gotta beat the man.
Woo! Nigga Chucky's son?
I got one more movie, too. I want to talk about it. One more movie too, because I watched it last night.
Is it about Chucky?
No, it ain't about Chucky.
You puss.
It's about as ridiculous as Chucky.
Hold on.
he's just gonna shut me down. Well, all right, y'all. How is we're recording? Yeah, we're recording now. How is everybody doing?
Yeah.
It's been raining for like the past 4 days, man. I call it heavy rain. But for some people, I don't know. Some people, you know, they want shots fired and whatnot. But no,
what are you talking about?
I don't know.
We got to talk about. We're on the show now. I know you came over to my house yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was half asleep.
I know.
And all you kept saying was shots fired. And I'm like, what?
I was just joking. I was just bullshit.
I don't know what happened. I don't even know what you was talking. All I remember when I was like, my brother came over. All he kept saying was shots fired. I'm like, what? I couldn't put it together. So you gotta speak on that. What was that? What happened? Or what were you talking about?
It was just
because you weren't there for maybe 3 or 4 minutes. I guess you thought like I was up or like watching TV or something.
Yeah.
Because I was out.
Okay.
I was out. All I remember is you kept saying shots fired. So speak on that.
Well, no, it wasn't really like shots fired, but like. You had tweeted, it's like, you know, my movie of the day or whatnot was like, I forgot what it was. I think it was like The Devil Inside or something like that. We'll talk about that on the show. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was something else. And then like, the right side of my brain was like, okay, yeah, Devil, but the left side of my brain was like, I know this nigga did not just, hold on, he just went October 12th. He ain't gonna give me like no recognition or whatnot. Ain't gonna have no Ghostbusters October 12th. Halloween movie and then that was my reply. I was just like, okay. You know, it was just, you know, you watch whatever the hell you want to watch.
I didn't know what was going on.
You watch whatever the hell you watch. But
I had tweeted and I know you had came over, mm-hmm. and I couldn't put anything together because all you kept saying to me, like, I opened the door for you and you came.
We talked a little bit and then like.
And the last three things
of me leaving was shots fired.
Because you was like, oh man, I know you were asleep. And then out of nowhere, you just like, shots fired. And I laid back down and you kept talking and stuff. And I kept hearing was shots fired. And then he left again. And he's like, all right, I'll see you later. Shots fired. I'm like, what? And I fell back to sleep. So I didn't know what was going on. So I just wanted you to touch on that because I missed the whole thing.
No, it's fine.
But we'll get to the Ghostbusters
and stuff. It's fine. Yeah. No, I was just shooting the shit. But yeah, it's middle of October. Some moderately, you know, things happen. I mean, like, you know, next couple, like, current gen big games are going to come out before 3 weeks now?
Oh, we got a month.
We got about a month. We got some time before, like, the next console systems come out, but these companies, though, they got about 3 weeks before,
their big Christmas games come out. What's happening is they're going to release them regular, and then bring them out on next gen.
Yeah. So, we got a couple games coming. Did y'all want to start with games, though?
Yeah, let's knock games off the park first.
There's nine games out. One of the big games that came out this week was Beyond Two Souls. real big popular, you know, popular game. I would say, like, popular as far as mainstream. Because, you know, you got, I mean, when you get, like, and especially, too, when you get, like, high-profile actors in video games, it gets people outside of video games noticing about video games and just, you know, it helps to make sure, too, that it's just not, you know, when people say video games, it's not all about, oh, it's Nintendo, it's for kids or whatnot. It's like, no, it's like, it's, you know, it's, well, primarily, like, nowadays, it's sort of main source of people's entertainment now. I know for me, anyway. But yeah, I played about, I would say, like, I wouldn't say an hour. I would say, like, 30 to 45 minutes or whatnot.
Shout out to our sister. She over here eating tomato vesellini or something like that.
Tomato bisque.
But I hit her up with that gambit, though. You see how I hit the food, too, so she can, you know.
she first, it like, she didn't want to respond to it at first because she like, threw it. Yeah. So that was a little weird. We got to give a shout out to our sister. She over there. She being the TV DJ because we going to try to watch football and record the show at the same time. Go yeah. Ravens. Yeah. And Washington Redskins.
Yeah, I mean, I like Ravens, too.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
But every time I think of you in football, I always think of the Redskins blanket you had when you was a
senior. No, you still got it.
Still got it.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
Cotton and all.
Oh, that's right.
It still zip up.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
But we off topic now, yeah. Man. Y'all got to bring us back.
We was reminiscing a little bit.
Dark Souls. I played about 30, 45 minutes to the game. I mean, I like the game. I'm not going to say I enjoy it. The game is hot. Don't get me wrong. It is a game that I would, like, sit somebody down that hasn't played video games and be like, you know, here, try this out. Would not. But, you were saying, in our meeting, about how people had, like, criticism about the game or whatnot.
Yeah, so, like, the game was very up and down on critics and stuff like that, mm-hmm. which I wish people wouldn't, you know, let that stuff bother them so much. Just play the game and judge for yourself.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So, I know you said you played it. Mm-hmm. I'll save what I have to say to you, talk a little bit more of what you think about it. Mm-hmm. Me, personally, I am going to play it. I was a big fan of Heavy Rain.
Right.
But we'll get into that a little bit after you say what you did and didn't like about.
I think, in terms of game, it is more similar to Heavy Rain to where, you're doing more watching than actually doing, and then the stuff that you're doing is very small and minute. I mean, some people say quick time event, but I don't have a problem with quick time events. I really don't. And also, too, I haven't played Heavy Rain to its, you know, because I don't have it. But I've seen you play it, and I watched it or whatnot. I would say it's a lot more entertaining than Heavy Rain, even though they have the same mechanic. It is a lot more entertaining. I mean, Ellen Page she's great in it. Don't get me wrong. I would say don't give her no VGA and no award though because she's hot popular or whatnot. She's a whole high profile actress or whatnot. I think she's okay. I mean, it's a good performance, but it's nothing like, you know, I'm going all out for you. Something you gotta actually buy the game for. I like Willem Dafoe. He's in it too. And there's a whole bunch of other like side people too that are actually good in it too. And I mean, I like it. I like the story. It is a character driven story. So I like that. I don't really have any like downfalls. I think any of the kind of downfalls you have is just like early expectations that you think the game is gonna be. And I mean, I only saw like small bits and pieces, so I really didn't have anything to expect from it. But I think some people would think of like some like Uncharted-esque kind of game, but it's like no, not really. Brandon?
I'm excited to play it. I didn't get it when it came out this Tuesday. I might wait a little bit.
Right.
I probably won't wait too much longer. If I can catch a good sale on it, like right now, Toys R Us got a buy one, get one 40% off.
Right.
So, I might get it sooner or later, but I know I'm going to get it probably before December. Or if I can catch one of these deals or something where it's like
Friday deals, yeah.
Buy one, get the other one for $1, like something like that.
I would say, I would probably say something like that, like but, $60 for
But yeah, that $60 and stuff, that's just, it all that matters what the person is and who they want to play. So, me, I paid $60 for Heavy Rain. I liked it. I like Heavy Rain a lot.
Right.
It's probably in one of my top 10 games of the generation. Maybe like in a lower, say 8 or 9 because it was so different.
Right.
But yeah, I like Heavy Rain, and this is from the same person. And matter of fact, I like the games that these David Cage made. Mm-hmm. He made Integral Prophecy.
Right.
I like that. If you guys didn't play that, try that. I liked Heavy Rain. And I'm actually excited to play this one. They changed some of the controls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, Heavy Rain was, right now, that's the best game I like that this company made.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go Indigo Prophecy. But I'm excited to play this. I don't know how this game's going to be, but to me, Heavy Rain is up there.
Right.
So I can't really judge Beyond Two Souls yet. I'm just going to, I'll play it when I eventually get it, and I'll let you guys know then. But right now, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 7 that I want to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else, I can't wait. The only thing I can comment on is that I really like Heavy Rain. It's like watching a movie. That was one of the games that I couldn't stop playing this generation, and everything changed as you played it. Like, I'll spoiler real quick. Like
The game's like $20.
Oh, actually, it's like $8 yeah. at some places. But like the... I did one little spoiler, so like I said before, mm-hmm. I end up letting the hooker die, which I didn't mean to let the hooker die.
Right.
And I meant to take out the handcuffs,
mm-hmm.
and I end up getting her out of her handcuffs. I end up letting her drown.
Oh, okay, I know what part you're talking about.
And the thing is that the game continued without her, and it was a movie, and it kept going on and on and on, and there's so many different endings
mm-hmm.
that. Man, I'll play a game one way, I might get different, and then you might play it.
Right.
You might have people die. Heavy Rain is just a good game, and if you had a PS3 and you haven't played it, and it's just like it's something different, mm-hmm. you'll like it. Just imagine, it reminds me a lot of The Walking Dead, except it's a little more interactive, and everybody know how I felt about Walking Dead, which I get into another game that the company just released that made The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can't wait to play Beyond Two Souls. And if you haven't played Heavy Rain, go try it.
Okay. Well, not only was Beyond Two Souls the only game that came out this week, a couple of things came out. For people in Japan, but if you have a Japanese Wii U account, which don't ask me how, but the Sonic Lost World demo came out for both the 3DS and the Wii U. I think Sonic Lost World comes out, I believe it's the 18th or next week. It's soon.
Yeah.
Okay, it's soon. But I played it.
Is it only coming out for the Wii?
Yeah, it's only Wii U. Wii U and 3DS. Nintendo is like a co-producer on it or whatnot. So I enjoyed it, though. A lot of people make the comparison between Sonic and Mario Galaxy. I would say the only comparison is kind of like the level layout, but it's more like classic Sonic, to where you have a bunch of routes you can go to, and kind of like the 3D kind of, you know, shifting world thing kind of thing is. That's kind of like the only real comparison between Mario Galaxy, though. But I enjoyed it. I mean, it's Sonic. He can wall run. He got his spin dash back. He has the hover attack. I enjoy it. I have to play the rest of the game, but as far as the demo is concerned, I mean, I liked it. If you haven't played Sonic in a while, though, I would probably say, like, this is probably one of the ones you might want to... All the other ones... I think Sonic Generations, but, like, Sonic Unleashed and Sonic 06... Right, I know you had that, but
mm-hmm, yeah, I had that, and it was a big deal because it was like the first one, Next Generation. I was like, right. Couldn't believe how the graphics and stuff looked mm-hmm. and all that. But yeah, I had that one. As far as Sonic goes, I always like Sonic. You know, it's probably not the best game series, and like it was
right. Yeah,
when Sega came out, but to tell you the truth, that Sonic Worlds, when mm-hmm. I seen that at E3,
mm-hmm.
that was one game that I wish that was on Xbox or PS3 or... Because
mm-hmm.
that actually looked good, and I would actually go get that if yeah. that was on one of those things, because I don't have a Wii U.
Right.
Now, more than likely, I'll probably end up getting a Wii U sometime,
right.
but just not right now. But when I do finally get a Wii U,
yeah.
that's probably going to be like one of the top three games I get.
Yeah.
Because that game looked good.
I plan on getting that before the year's over, but yeah. Another game that came out actually yesterday, because we record on a Sunday, a really big game, Pokemon X and Y for the 3DS. And alongside that was the 2DS, which is pretty much 3DS with, you know, not the hinge thing, or, you know, a smaller, cheaper version, which I actually think I may get because I don't have a 3DS. But I'll talk about that later. I'll talk about that. But right now, I'm talking about Pokemon X and Y, which actually, I think, I mean, I've been a longtime Pokemon fan, as y'all know, but as far as the games, I think the last Pokemon game I played was Pokemon Diamond. And then the one that got me back into playing Pokemon was Pokemon Conquest, which isn't even like an actual like Pokemon game, but it's something different. But I think, yeah, this will probably be the very first game I bought for the 3DS because just like a lot of people was talking about, it is comparative, I would say, to Generation 1, which I'm a big fan of because it was a lot simpler back then. But the 3D world I like. They have this new item on here called Experience Shared, where you don't have to grind as much. You can share experience between all the other Pokemon without having to worry about grinding and whatnot. You know, you can customize your person now. You can change their hair, get them new clothes. I like how the gym system is set up now, to where it's not like fight three people, gym leader. It's kind of it varies from gym to gym. Now, granted, I've only seen two gyms, and also too, they give you two starter Pokemon. You get, you know, your first one from the professor, whatnot, and then like as you get later in the game, you get another starter Pokemon from the three basic ones, you know, Charmander, Squirtle, or Bulbasaur. But I enjoy it. I think I'm gonna get Pokemon X. Don't ask me why. But yeah, that, and then they have the Mega Evolutions and things like that too that I'm excited for. And then the 2DS, yeah, I'll probably, and I mean that's cheap. It's like $129, so I think I might get that sometime soon. I don't know when, but sometime soon. I know you guys aren't the biggest Pokemon fans, but I don't know if y'all had anything.
It's probably going to be a big sell, but nah, I'm not. The last Pokemon game I played was Pokemon Snap on a 64.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Pokemon, I think it's just a different age bracket.
Pokemon.
I still don't understand the X and Y and the red and silvers and stuff like that. So it's just not for me, but I understand people playing it. But yeah, if people want to play it.
Well, and also too, like they split the games up, you know, because one got a certain amount of Pokemon and the other ones. And
yeah, I don't get that. Like that. Because don't some of them got both the Pokemons and both of them?
Yeah, like each of them has their own basic roster, and then there's about 30 to 40 that are different between the two
games. Yeah, see, I don't like that. Yeah. So, yeah,
that's you don't. Okay, I mean, yeah, you don't have to get both to enjoy the experience, but
it's X and Y, so you want the complete experience. So.
Yeah,
it's just not for me. Yeah, but I can understand people liking it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think it's pretty cool that they're still like making those games because you don't hear a lot about Pokemon anymore in the States, but as long, you know, like they have it on a video game platform now, and it seems like it has a strong fan base for it. Yeah. Like still, so they're still making games.
Oh yeah, Pokemon's still around. Mm-hmm. Not really a complaint, but I just, you know, and I don't even know. Maybe with the 3D, with this one being the first 3D Pokemon game, we can actually get one possibly on the Wii U. Jesus Christ. I mean, we've been waiting. Us longtime Pokemon fans have been waiting years to get one on the actual console. That's like a legit Pokemon game. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know. It's Nintendo. Chris, you had some really big gaming news for a very big popular game that came out.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on Grand Theft Auto because...
Grand Theft Auto 5!
Yeah, that is making some headlines. Right now, it's broken 7 Guinness World Records.
7
of them in 3 days. The game is the best-selling action-adventure game mm-hmm. in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Best-selling video game of all time in 24 hours. Grossing, I think it's $800 million.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Plus, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Fastest grossing video game. I think it's the company, though. It's like a billion.
Rockstar.
Yeah, Rockstar. It grossed a billion just with that game alone. Entertainment property gross $1 billion. So highest grossing game in 24 hours. Most venue generated in 3 days. And most viewed action adventure trailer in video game history. And also, they said that it, like, this game alone might gross more than the music industry within a year.
That's
crazy. If it keeps it up, so.
That, and I mean, honestly, that game only took, what, $130 million to make?
No, $250
million. $250. That's everything with advertisement and everything.
They just said, because of the pushbacks,
right.
They said the estimate cost $250 million. Now, I don't know if they added in
all the other junk.
Yeah, the advertising and stuff.
They making a profit. It don't even matter.
But yeah, true.
It don't even matter at this point.
Their work, yeah, in 3 days. Their online mode came out.
Yeah.
I think it was last week.
Yeah.
They said they've been having some trouble getting on, like, players.
They've been having trouble getting on people. Some people's losing their players and losing a couple things in it and. They got patches and stuff, so they're still just working out on it. They still working that stuff out.
Yeah.
But yeah, the online game, when you go online, they having some glitches and stuff like that.
Right. And that's why, I mean, and also too, it's like, well, if they had the online, like, assembled with when the game first came out, you know, you still would have those problems. So, I mean, just be glad they didn't delay it, so just put the multiplayer out.
Yeah, true. I think that's really good.
And also, too, like, I'm not surprised that Grand Theft Auto made as much money as it did, because, one, it's a controversial game. Number two, it's a popular game. Number three, it's a really good game. And number four, you know, everybody outside of gaming, you know, mainstream people, they know about Grand Theft Auto. So, not really surprised that it did as much as it did.
Mm-hmm. I think that having an online mode for a game like this, definitely glad they took advantage of that, just because, I mean, how many times have you played the old, you know, games and, you know, you wanted to kind of have a group of people just, like, you know, go out and do Grand Theft Auto shit, like, you know.
Right. I think the multiplayer helps, but it's not pertinent to people's purchase, because I think people's regular purchase was just based on just the story mode and the gameplay and, you know, pretty
good. Well, we should remember that the game didn't launch online. It didn't have online.
Right. Yeah, that's what, yeah, that, but yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying the online multiplayer helps, though. Mm-hmm. Not that.
Now it does.
But when it first came out,
people
just wanted to play
for the Grand Theft Auto. It's Grand Theft Auto. Everybody.
Yeah.
And I remember when Grand Theft Auto 3 came out, that broke a whole bunch of records, too, when it first came out. So. Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised to see a game like that go, you know, ballistic, but...
It's only a couple games that probably can do that. You got Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. You got this, and I don't know what's another big... Maybe FIFA, because FIFA's a big deal.
FIFA, worldwide, not here, but
it's a big deal. Yeah. They make a bunch of money off of that, too. So it's only, like, I say maybe 5 or 10 games that come out and make a whole bunch of money as soon as they come out. Mm-hmm. I know you can say Halo's one. I don't know what else what they come out and they sell real fast.
Right.
Like millions of copies in the first couple of hours.
World of Warcraft.
Yeah, but that's a little different because that's like online service and you got a subscription fee. Mm-hmm. It's talking about like box games. It's only a couple games that
can do that.
So, yeah. I mean, keep going. That's good.
I'd probably also throw Skylanders in there too because Skylanders, I mean, I think
one that's of not all. That's kind of on the come up.
I'm just cause like there was I think there was like a new one they came out or whatnot. Mm-hmm. I mean
yeah, now, but they consider it because their profits are a little different because they can add in action figures and stuff like that.
But you were just talking about still gotta buy the game though.
Yeah, it's just game, but Skylanders, if you want to count in, like, the action figures and stuff like that, they'd be up there, too.
That's what I'm saying. All right. Well, did you have anything else on?
No, that's it with Grand Theft Auto.
And I'm still excited. I still want to play it. I didn't pick it up
yet. I did.
I still want to play it.
I'm more excited about the, like, the side job, like the RPG aspect with the bank robberies. I know it's, like, a small portion of the game, and they got, like, stock market and all that stuff, but I'm looking forward to that.
Well... Some of that, the stock market stuff, it's already a way you can game the system and the missions and stuff. That like those bank heists, that's actual missions and stuff in the game. So
This
makes me want to go out and get it.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, I will usually have it by now, but I don't know. I've just been working a lot, not being able to pick it up. I touched on, I went to Best Buy a couple of days ago. Oh, yesterday, matter of fact, and I got a bunch of stuff. Yeah. And I just didn't pick that up. I just waited a little bit.
Yeah.
I could have got them. I could have got Beyond Two Souls. I'm trying to wait till like some deals starting to come around for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only probably now getting like games that's like on sale. Like I picked up Remember Me.
Yeah.
I picked that up. And I picked up. I played about 40, 45 minutes of it.
What did you think of it?
This beginning starts off kind of slow.
Right.
So, right, the little bit I played with, how you get combos and stuff is a little confusing because you can customize them and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But so far, so good. Like I said, it was only $20, and I spent way worse $20 on a lot of other stuff that I was kind of back. So,
yeah.
For a $20 game, I wasn't paying $60
for it. Yeah, oh, no, no,
so
no.
So far, so good, only $20. I can't really judge it.
That's a little
cheap. I only paid about 40, 45 minutes of it. So my opinion is still up in the air, but as far as I played a little bit, it's okay. I can't say it's great. Can't say it's awesome. I only played 40 minutes of it.
Yeah.
So I'm still up in the air. I picked up Dead Island Riptide.
Yep.
I haven't played that, so I can't comment on that yet. That's still in the wrapper at the house.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did pick up, and it wasn't an online game,
right.
The Wolf Among Us Fables. If you like The Walking Dead, you're going to love this. It's $5, just like The Walking Dead. Another $5 episode game for another 3.5 hours. And your choices and stuff matter. It's based off a comic book. And I'll say, if you just think of The Walking Dead, but a little comic book now with animals and stuff in it, with fairy tales and stuff in it, and Telltale Games, they know how to cut a trailer and keep you looking forward to that next episode. I don't want to give anything away. There's more choices in the game and stuff like that. Also, your choices matter. People remember the stuff you say. People remember the stuff you do. So keep that in mind. So if you like The Walking Dead, go get up Wolf Among Us. I got it yesterday, and I finished it last night I think I was watching movies or something. As soon as I finished watching movies, I went straight to that, and I beat it. Awesome. Right now, I played, what's that other game I played? Remember Me and that.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, that Wolf Among Us, that's probably my top game of the month so far. Maybe in the last 3 months, I'd say that's the best game. And I only play episode 1, and there's 4 more episodes to go.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, remember, you got choices you make, so be careful what you choose, and who you make mad, and who you make sad, and who you make happy. And also, you can see, they'll let you know, hey, 80% of other people in the world that played this game did this. 60% people did that.
I like that.
40 other people, did that. So, yeah, check it out. It's awesome. It's called Wolf Among Us. It's from Telltale Games. If you like The Walking Dead, you're going to like this. It's only $5. Awesome.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear your game. Yeah. Your whole gaming stories. What I've been playing? I really haven't been playing anything. Like, yesterday was the only
game. Man, we're going to revoke you from hosting the show. What? Because you don't play no
games. I do play games. I'm letting you know.
Hold on. And let's say, this: we ain't counting Resident Evil and Kingdom Hearts. Shots fired.
They're already...
Shots fired.
Well, first off, they're already done. So I already beat those games.
Shots fired, though.
Well, look here, all right? I ain't got...
It's for growing up, all right? Hold on. You got games. And don't sit here and say you ain't got no games to play.
I do. You're not even letting me finish.
No, I'm just saying. You got games. Don't sit and say you ain't got nothing to play or you ain't got no money. You got games in your house still in the wrapper that you can play. Yeah,
that is true. But I was leading to the next game I was playing or the newest game I've been playing.
Talk to him then.
All right. So I went out yesterday and I ended up getting... I got another game that I might have for a spooky game month, which is a big treat. And then another game I got.
Hell is that?
What? I'm not going to tell you the game.
The big treat?
No. It's a big treat for me.
Oh, I thought that was, I never heard of that shit.
But another game I got yesterday was Tinker Tag Tournament 2. And I got the chance to play a little bit of it last night. This is going to get me back into fighting games.
I didn't know you left fighting games.
I I kind of did for Marvel vs. Capcom 3 kind of did that for me. But Tekken Tag Tournament 2, I enjoy it. This if I can get it significantly cheaper. I got this one. I got the PS3 version for PS3. Mm-hmm. Now if I can get Tekken Tag Tournament 2 for like $12 or $8 for the Wii U, I actually might get it, because people say that that's the definitive version. Only reason I got it for the PS3 though is because I got Tekken Tag Tournament Hybrid, which was the HD remix of the first one, and then they had like the prelude to the Tekken Tag Tournament 2, and then you know you get extra characters and you get a bunch of extra stuff too. So if you got it, so I got that. I really do enjoy it though. They got a lot of fucking characters on there too, a lot of variety. I haven't played the online mode because, well, Namco Bandai is pretty good about online, so they're pretty okay. The last thing I played with them online was actually Tekken Revolution, was like the online free as you play Tekken game, which I enjoyed. Your homegirl is back in this game. Your homegirl, Jun.
Okay. Jun,
yeah, she's like the main boss.
Okay. I see what you're working with.
There's like a yin and yang version, like the evil version is the unknown, so she back. And then like after you beat her, like the angel version come and it's fucking Jun. So
yeah, that was my girl.
So yeah, and then she fights just like
swallow it, people.
It's,
with her.
It's pretty much
swallow people.
It's
with
pretty,
her.
You know, it's pretty. Now I haven't played with Jin, and I haven't played Jin in the game, so I don't know if they reverted back to his mm-hmm. old self. But I know Jun played just like Jun. So
it's over. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Yeah, you might actually get back into Tekken because of it. But
yeah, I haven't played Tekken in a while. Yeah. I didn't get the latest one. I got was, I don't even remember, to be honest.
Dark Resurrection? Or
yeah, I think I got the one that was like $20 on PlayStation 3 or something like that. Mm-hmm. I still like fighting games. Last fighting game I played was Mortal Kombat when they had a sale on PlayStation mm-hmm. Network for $5, so I picked that up. I didn't play Wolf, what's that? Gods Among Us, the fighting game.
Right. Injustice.
Yeah, but they did announce that it's going to be a PS4 version and an Ultimate Edition version. And also Killer Instinct coming up. So if you like fighting games, they're still coming out. That's right. So
still coming. All right. And then the last kind of thing, I do got like one kind of video game movie thing I'll just segue into. But the last two thing is this week was the New York Comic Con here in New York. So, I mean, not here in New York, but... you know, a lot of big stars, a lot of new stuff. One trailer that I did catch, because apparently they have video games too. So, but one they had was a reveal trailer for Strider for the PS4, and it's exclusive for the PS4. I seen it. I like it. It's kind of like a colorful 3D anime kind of look to it. I like how it looks. I'm not sure on how it's gonna play, but you know, if you like Strider, like I am, you know, the last Strider game I played was Strider 2 for the PlayStation. So, if you enjoy Strider and just those like side-scrolling, you know, action games, you got something to look forward to on the PS4.
Yeah, I'm not too big into Strider, but hey, it's another game, so I always try to get new games that I don't like chances. So I'll try it when it come out. So
right,
bring it on.
All right. And then, yeah, like I said, New York Comic Con is going on. I think today is the last day. Yeah. And people, stop asking me if I'm going to go or not. All right. If you got some place for me to stay or you're going to pay my way to go, then don't bother asking me. But that's it, because I got an argument with somebody about that this week. So just leave it at that. All right. Now we're going to just segue over to our kind of movie section. Right, and that's your department. Yeah, I only got like maybe one or two things on movies.
Okay, well, maybe you should thought first. I'll just end it off since I had a bunch of the crap.
Okay, one movie that I watched last night and I wasn't actually anticipating on it, and I'm pretty sure you guys would have absolutely no clue what I'm talking about because it's a Nintendo game. But I watched the Phoenix Wright Attorney at Law movie last night, and it was like made in Japan. I actually liked that. Like as far as video game movies, now granted, it ain't like you know, like serious, like Dark Knight, you know, kind of those kind of movies. But it's like, it's so ridiculous, so over the top, and so kind of, I guess, what I would say, just true to the game. And it's, and it's a bit, you know, it's a comedy too. But I enjoyed the hell out of that movie. I mean, I, you know, it's stupid Japanese stuff that you can laugh at that you won't get, but it's, I like it. And it's like, I like it because also too, it's like, it's a live action movie set in like contemporary like Japan or whatnot, and then they got these ridiculous characters with all like the ridiculous hair and the, you know, the, I'm not even gonna spoil it, calling just ridiculous witnesses to the stand, and like this, you know, like every like court case is like a like, it's pretty much like Street Fighter because it's so ridiculous and over the top with like the holograms. Like you got like Phoenix Wright like throwing a hologram at somebody, like, here, look at the evidence, and it's just ridiculous. And you know, the stupid poses and craziness, I enjoyed it. I mean, it I would put it kind of in the same box with the Street Fighter movie, the Jean-Claude Van Damme one, which I absolutely love. People give that one a lot of shit. Actually, I love that movie just because it's on its, you know, on its ridiculousness. But that was kind of it. And then also too, because this is kind of going to segue over to you, Brandon. You know, you usually have your Halloween movies of the day or whatnot. And you tweeted whatever movie you had. And, you know, you got your right to watch whatever the hell you want to watch, whatnot. But I had, but, you know, yesterday was my birthday. And then the one thing I watched, and, you know, and also, too, it's just like, it's a little too early for me to jump the gun or whatnot. Because I didn't know if you was going to watch or whatnot. But I just commented on, you know, maybe you should have Ghostbusters be the movie of the day or something like that. And, you know, and I, you know, you watch your movie, whatnot. And that was it. We just, you know, just shooting the shit about it. So.
Yeah. Oh, first of all, Shark, you got anything to say? Oh no, what you? I'll say what I had to say. Then you can come in because you probably the middle person. Okay, first off, everybody know I watch movies. What I do is every year, I got, I don't know how many movies. It don't even matter. I got a lot of movies. Okay, so the horror movies or TV shows or episodes, Christmas episodes, I watch
right
30. I watch 30 or 31, how many of them, days in a month, October, and Halloween, whatever, I don't care. So how many of them, so I watch one a day.
Right.
So I started a little bit early.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I just watched them, write them down, and that day I write, okay, this is the 14th, so this will be the 14th movie, this will be the 15th movie.
Yeah.
And so yesterday, I know it was your birthday. I sent you a text message. Okay. Don't let me finish. I let you.
Go ahead. We're not debating.
You know, I sent him a text message. Happy birthday. He ain't say nothing back, first of all. So, second, I'm watching movies or something. And I tweet the October 12th movie. I forgot what movie it was. Something stupid.
Yeah.
Don't matter. Something I watch. And then and then we already touched on him coming to the house. And he just kept saying, shots fired, shots fired. When I finally woke up, I was like, what the hell was he talking about? So I go on and I tweet something about the movie I was watching or whatever. And out of nowhere, here comes Butterball talking about, hey, you know it's Halloween movie month, it's the 12th. You ain't got no love for Ghostbusters? I'm like, what? Like, I didn't tweet them. It's like, what? Ghostbusters. So I waited a little bit, right? Because I was a little bit confused. Like, he just kept saying, you ain't got no love for Ghostbusters? And I'm just like, where is this coming from? So once I called, I was like, thought about it and stuff. I was like, well, first of all, I tweeted, I did give him a special shout out.
Yeah.
And I made it an honorary mention of Ghostbusters October 12th. But we all know how serious Butterball 20 takes Ghostbusters since he's seen that movie. Like, this guy lives by Ghostbusters, you know? So, my question to you, Shark, is, okay, you know how he feel about Ghostbusters, right?
Yeah.
Do you think it was fair for him to come at me like that on his birthday with some Ghostbusters stuff? Hold on. You can't go lead the witness.
Go ahead.
You can't lead the witness.
I'm just laughing.
I want to get Shark in here on this. I want to get, I would try to get my sister in there on this if she can hear us. I don't think she can. If not, then we'll have to save her for another time. I don't think she can hear. She's watching something on her computer. So, Shark, how you feel about this? Okay, I'll give you an example, Shark. It's my birthday, right? And what's something I like a lot? I don't know. Some dumb movie. Pick a movie, any movie. The Avengers, right?
Right.
Or Batman.
Okay.
And I'm doing an adventure movie out of week, and the month ain't over yet. And to his credit, so far I have not watched Ghostbusters or anything like that, and it's not in my things to watch this month, to be honest.
Right.
So he was right to call me up. My question to you is, how you feel about that out of nowhere? But do you think that was right, or how you feel like that came out of nowhere?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you were thinking about it.
So. No, who the hell was thinking about Ghostbusters?
But it's cool he brought it to your attention, but it was kind of, yeah, funny.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, I like...
Yeah, I know. Ghostbusters, crazy about Ghostbusters.
That's the whole thing I was trying to get at. So I tweeted, I was like, hey man, I love Ghostbusters too. But don't nobody take Ghostbusters to the limit you take Ghostbusters to. And I got love for Ghostbusters. But damn. You know?
Damn.
Bring the baby.
And I've seen Ghostbusters. I don't know how many times I've seen Ghostbusters. Sometimes we had no choice to watch Ghostbusters.
Being around me, you probably watched it.
Because,
a lot.
You know, at that time, like if we share a room and Ghostbusters on, and he was in the room first, hey, that's what you got to watch to that TV show go off or whatever. Or we over our grandmother's house and they watching Ghostbusters and stuff. So we all have seen Ghostbusters.
Practically quoting the movie.
3 billion times.
Yeah.
Sometimes we probably don't even want to watch it. So, like I said, man, I thought it was just funny and I was a little bit confused. But I know where you was coming from. And I was just poking fun at you a little bit on your birthday.
That's all I wanted to. It wasn't like, you know, come on, man, show me love. And I'm like, yeah. It's just like... Hey, dog.
Yeah.
That's all it was. And then, when we had our meeting this morning, and yeah, I honestly didn't know that you was asleep or whatnot, but she was like, yeah, so we was shooting shit for like a minute or so, and then like I came back in the house, and shots fired.
That's all he kept saying.
What are you talking about? Just your confusion was funny enough though, but yeah,
because I was half asleep,
because I could just imagine you just him as like. What?
Because I was, yeah. So, yeah. But, keep going on the movies. Shark, did you see any movies? Or any movies you wanted to touch on?
No movies. I've just been playing a lot of games, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll keep going on the movies. The Halloween month continues. Like I said, I went to Best Buy yesterday. Got a whole bunch of movies. I haven't watched The Purge yet. I haven't watched After Earth. My Halloween movies continue. I actually found Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, so I had to pick that up. But
that's not until Thanksgiving.
Yesterday, oh, it was hard to find.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I watched it. I had to do it.
What you watch?
Chucky. This nigga Chucky's son.
The bride of Chucky.
No. The curse of Chucky.
Okay.
We gotta make sure y'all hear this. The curse of Chucky.
Okay.
I'm going to make probably a controversial statement right here.
Uh-oh.
I don't know how many movies y'all seen in Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this Curse of Chucky movie, I think it's the best Chucky since the first one.
Dang, yeah.
This movie is straight up absurd. This dude, this fucking Chucky
well,
son?
Well, also too with Chucky too, it was like, well, after the first one, he just got more ridiculous and ridiculous. Not that the movies were bad or anything. Like, you can only play him serious, but for so long. So
let's say this movie, because I don't want to get no spoilers. Let's say Chucky looked back at his past, and I would say this: he does name all the families he destroyed.
Right.
And I'll say this: Chucky is an origin story of Chucky and how he became Chucky.
Right.
And how before he became the doll,
right,
stuff popped off.
Damn.
And all I'm going to say is he's still crazy with the kills. Now, do y'all want me to give y'all one spoiler? I'll give you one spoiler.
Give me one kill.
Okay, I'll give you one kill. He put rat poison in the priest's soup.
His tomato bisque.
And what I'll say is this priest ain't never be the same again.
Damn.
All I say is the priest left the house, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
And he ain't returned. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's all you getting. I gave you the cause. I gave you the fact. But I ain't let you know what happened to that priest after he left that house. But it wasn't pretty.
You gave him rat poison. He ate rat poison, so I'm just suggesting that.
Chucky want to play.
And this dude, Chucky, he's serious. Like, he told the little girl, shut the fuck up and get in the closet.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I'm about to say, like, they don't play up any, like, comedic moments with him, do they?
Come on.
Well, I know it's Chucky.
Come on, it's Chucky.
Okay.
I mean, because I don't want to get no spoilers away, because we all know how Chucky is, and there's, like, some funny parts in it, like, you know, when
he like bought... in the first one, like, when, yeah, like you just said, one of my favorite lines in all the movies is, like, this old couple is coming out of the elevator and they see Chucky just sitting there, you know, sitting there as a dog.
There's a couple one-liners in there.
And then, yeah, the lady leaves the elevator and she goes, what an ugly doll. And then on the way down, Chucky just goes, fuck you.
It's a couple of those in there. And Chucky, now, like, I tweeted Universal Pics, I can't wait today to do with the next one, because this one right here, man... I think that's one of my favorite scary movies I watched in a while. And I watched a bunch of scary movies, and that's up there for me. And Chucky got a whole new makeover. And I just said he got a makeover, but he took it back to the original, to where he to where he came from. And I want to say, man, they did it, man. They did it.
I'm still
Chucky new generation. Chucky is the new generation. Man, that movie hot.
Used to kill a woman,
I watched Star Trek Generations. Star Trek Darkness.
Into the Darkness.
Now, I'll just touch on that a little bit.
Yeah,
I like that movie. I like the first one better.
Yeah.
But that one was good. I like Chucky better than that movie.
Yeah.
But Chucky wasn't even a theatrical.
Chucky won't play no games. This dude, Chucky's son?
Chucky's always been a pretty cool, distinctive horror character.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Does he still have his bride? Does he talk about that? Because that, for me, was like the funniest Chucky.
Well, remember, in the other spoilers, by the way, you know, Chucky's bride got put into a human body.
Right.
So, yeah, so I'll just say that his wife does make an appearance, and I'm just going to leave it at that. His wife makes an appearance. But Chucky, he's still raw with it now. He wanna, I'm gonna see what I can give y'all without. You know, let me tell y'all this right now. You do not throw Chucky in the garbage. Like, why would you throw Chucky in the trash can? If somebody gets you a doll and he's red, don't throw Chucky in the trash can.
It's an ugly doll.
I don't care. You get a red doll and they say good guys on it, you do not throw Chucky in the trash. And if you get something in the mail that says Chucky, and it's Chucky, don't.
But what happens if it says my buddy?
Don't. Don't.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, yeah. Just y'all, go see it, man. Yeah, one of the best movies.
Right. Ha! Yeah, I definitely.
It's straight to DVD.
This dude, Chucky's son?
I definitely got
the DVD. If you want to hold the DVD, the DVD came in a pack with it. I'll give you the DVD to have.
It's Chucky. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But
he ain't playing no games.
I ain't playing no games.
You laughing, Chucky? I'll fuck you up. He tell you that too.
Yeah. They don't have well. Obviously now they don't have like the little midget in a Chucky outfit running around.
Oh yeah,
like,
they do. Yeah, they do.
What? Awesome. What? Because that thing, that actually creeped me out more than like the fucking Chucky doll. Because, you know, when I was young, I was like, oh, it's just a puppet or whatnot. But, like, there's, like, that one scene where he's, like, walking, and he's unproportionate, and he's, you know, it don't look like no goddamn Muppet. It looks like a fucking person.
It's some of that in there.
Okay.
It's some of that in there.
That creeped me the hell out.
And also, we should say, Chucky take technology to a new level on some of his kills. That's all I'm going to say.
He chokes him with the iPad charger or something like that. No, don't. Okay, I'm sick.
This dude, Chucky's son?
Alright, well, I don't have any more topics, guys.
Well, that's too bad. We should say Pacific Rim comes out Tuesday. After that, the It ain't messing with Chucky.
Man, I'm mad I didn't get go somewhere. See that in the IMAX.
Better get somewhere.
Room. Man, Chucky beat the crap out of them.
What? Chucky can beat a Jaeger.
Chucky can't die.
Come on, well, then that's not fair. That's not a fight then.
Yeah, it is. They well, robots.
Jaeger could beat Chucky. Jaeger just throw Chucky into space. Now what are we gonna do? He gonna open his ass back in the atmosphere?
Chucky will find some way to come back to life and kill him.
Chucky in space.
He'll come back as an alien.
Chucky gonna find a way, y'all. Chucky the truth. Chucky will find a way to kill. If you put Pacific Rim and Chucky against each other, Chucky will kill them robots. They gonna take the oil out of here. Do something.
Take the oil out of.
Chucky is more vicious than any of them robots. Chucky or Freddy Krueger.
Man, I ain't fucking
Freddy.
Fuck that.
Sorry. All right, we're just gonna end this show off for that because I mean, now we got like unreasonable matchups too. So,
okay, the Exorcist girl against Chucky.
They both can't die.
How about Cujo against Chucky?
Cujo was a dog, man.
But Cujo got rabies though.
That would
but like what? Okay, Chucky got rabies, but he still can't die.
Chucky, no, but the dog can get him some good bites. The dog can chop his head and stuff off.
But he still can't die, though. Wait, it's just like a rolling head walking around?
If the dog swallow his damn arm, what the arm going to do? Pop out his ass?
Probably.
Man, what are you talking about?
See, this is what I'm talking about. These, like, dream fights that are just outrageous.
Okay,
Probably, like, in the movie, yeah.
Jason against a gremlin.
Jason.
A gremlin. Gremlin to jump on his ass and eat his ass up.
Man, you haven't seen Jason Takes Manhattan, man.
Oh, no, I haven't. Oh, yeah, I think I have.
Man, Jason doing a world tour, a universal tour.
But the gremlins are serious. Y'all sleep on the gremlins, though. Y'all can't sleep on gremlins.
The gremlins are a little bit too...
They goofy.
Yeah, I was going to say they goofy, but they will kill... I ain't going to lie. They're the motherfuckers will fuck you up. Yeah, I mean, they go in swarms, but Jason, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know. And, like, okay, you say Jason's slow. I seen dude sprint from Jason, and, like, he, like, right around the corner, like...
That's because, man, he got that retard walk. Oh, I shouldn't say that on... Oh, I shouldn't say that. He got that weird walk. Come on, now.
Speaking of weird, we just went just a turn for the worse. All right, we probably should end this. But from everybody here out, I'm Jamal, your host. That's Dirty Devil 22.
Chris Shark Shotgun.
Our sister over there finally off the computer. We was having a debate and she can't even hear. All she heard was Chucky.
All she heard was Ghost Ship. And I ain't talking about the remake either.
Man, I got that movie. I like that movie.
Yeah,
that movie actually kind of straight.
It's just the one dumb part though, where the guy fell down the elevator.
Man, he was stupid. Oh, Isaiah Washington?
Yeah.
That fool.
Okay, that's the remake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta give a special shout out to that.
But from here on out, but I saw. Val, you got anything?
You got anything you want to say?
No, I don't. No.
All right.
Let's get the Chucky, son.
We out.
Shots fired.